Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gulish Ufupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Now, 2 days ago, we spoke about EVs. We spoke about Ford taking the challenge to China. The U.S. is now imposing a tariff on all vehicles that are manufactured outside of the U.S. It's funny because Tesla is now is no longer the highest selling electronic vehicle manufacturer, right? It is now BYD from China. So how's this going to play out?
Not very well from what we can tell, actually. It does seem as though Donald Trump is going full throttle ahead with his ongoing imposition of 25% tariffs on imported vehicles. And largely, Caesar, what we saw was a reaction on the stock market. The likes of Stellantis, who actually produced the likes of Jeep, BMW, Mercedes, all who are listed on the European Stock Exchange, essentially saw significant declines in their share prices. So much so that Ferrari also came out and they said that they might impose a 10% increase on the cost of buying some of their vehicle models, just to manage the concerns around the tariffs. But from a South African point of view, we also need to be slightly concerned. And last night on Kaya Biz, we spoke to the CEO of NAMSA, who gave us some perspective on the number of vehicles that we actually export to a market like the US. At least 11% of the vehicles that are exported from South Africa to international markets go to the US. And that's largely the likes of Mercedes-Benz and BMW, specifically their hybrid model, where their manufacturing plant is the only manufacturing plant across the globe that specifically manufactures the hybrid models that are required for them. So that is of a significant concern in terms of the impact it will have on the South African markets. Of course, when it comes to our trade relations with the United States. For the moment, AGOA also forms part of that when it comes to our automotive sector. So we are benefiting from that largely. But again, that's still a trade deal that has yet to be renegotiated and most likely doesn't have much optimism in terms of being implemented again towards the end of the year. But it is of significant concern. What I also think we also need to pay attention to, as you've highlighted, is the fact that if he does go ahead with this, it will just fuel the opportunity for Indian as well as Chinese automotive manufacturers to penetrate more markets and actually gain more market share. So that's another factor we do need to consider.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't need to tell you how well the Chinese and the Indian manufacturers have been doing in South Africa. But you know, you're speaking about lack of optimism. Stats SA has come out and they've told us about more businesses in South Africa closing. I didn't even need Stats SA to tell us that. You can just see anecdotally when you look around.
Oh, 100%. And that is true. Stats SA typically does publish numbers regarding the liquidations of businesses that have closed down. And from what we see, it does seem as though for the month of February alone, at least 140 entities went out of business during this period. Now, we do need to contextualize it, that it doesn't just mean businesses wake up and the next morning they close their doors. This is after years of actually struggling with ongoing losses in terms of their finances and not being able to rehabilitate the business in a manner that revives its operational activity and actually drives revenue and profitability. It does raise concerns because, as we know, South Africa's economy has been subpar in terms of its performance, and businesses, in as much as the fact that we've seen slight reprieve in terms of interest rate cuts last year, inflationary pressures are still quite significant, and just making sure that businesses are able to remain resilient and competitive. So let's hope it's not a theme that does continue, but the likelihood is that this is just part of the business dynamic that we're seeing given the macroeconomic cycle we're in.
Mm-hmm. And so we move on. What are the markets looking like?
The markets will open up from 89,897 points today. Currency-wise, we're trading at 18.26 to the US dollar, 23.63 to the British pound, 19.70 against the euro. And for the gold lovers, well, it still continues to glitter, $3,077 per fine ounce.
Thank you very much. She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gulish Ufupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.